Yes.
Sound.
Yes, there's sound, Charlie. Yes, thank you. Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your Thursday Night Freak Show, and probably the last Thursday Night Freak Show for a while. But what a party we have. Would any of these people meet if it wasn't for me? Would they be in the same room?
Only yes. You would put together this entourage.
Right. That is, of course,
this cocktail of the bizarre.
My beautiful co-host, Nicole Six. Nicole.
Hello.
We got some Fireball today. Anybody wants to partake can do that. Let me just go around the room and introduce everybody and real quick, and then we'll do our sponsors. And then some interesting conversation hijinks will ensue. Doing his own show right now is Ross Jeffries. The man who invented, he's not just a pickup artist, he invented the phrase pickup artist. They based Tom Cruise's character Magnolia after Ross Jeffries.
Oh.
And you can see the resemblance. And
he's too short. I'm 6'2". Yeah. He's
right. 5'4". Right. I don't know what his mic might need to go up. Or, you know, it's Ross Jeffries, maybe not. And then we've got Charlie Hattrick right next to Ross Jeffries.
What's
beautiful
up?
Singer, guitar Ew. Player, the woman behind many of Odd Nature. Gosh. And you as always brought some beautiful people.
Yes.
But Charlie is how we met Mark. You were announcing her back when I was playing in a different band who was friends with Charlie, and that was how I met you.
You were opening for her band.
It's a small world.
It really is. Charlie, who did you bring on the show today?
So this is Maria. She's my drummer.
Ah.
She's quite lovely. I miss Gigi. You know Gigi.
Of course I know Gigi, please.
And Mr. Zeff, how could I forget? Mr. Zeffrey's down
there. Oh, Zeffrey's down there, okay.
So cute.
And of course, Charlie, you saw me do a show at the CIA and you saw this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the end, that's Arabian MK. We're gonna have to share mics, but
sure, no problem.
Yes, Arabian MK,
hello,
straight from the United Arab Emirates.
Yes, sir.
The lighting Hollywood on fire, and there's not a lot of male models that spit out fire, but this guy does. So,
well, I guess so.
Yes.
Take the compliment.
And right next to you is a guy that you can't miss this guy. He's always in clubs all the time. You can't miss his colorful wardrobe, but I never talked to you. People are like, you got to have him on the show.
That's the good choice.
No, because everybody's like, you got to have him on the show. You got him on the show. And then I look at your Wikipedia page.
Just got some shit.
I noticed that because I did my research.
You weren't stalking me on Google all these years?
I was not stalking on Google. Honestly,
it's just because you're not a woman.
Honestly, first time I saw you, to be honest with you, I thought you were lead singer of Jamiroquai, but I don't.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I got that reference. But
I quit and I went on to some other.
Exactly, but you.
He actually used to be in a band. Like,
we're not
supposed to say that.
Was it a famous band, Charlie? Is that what's going on?
He won't tell me the name, but I know that there's. Right. I've heard of pictures online that you can find him like going crazy. He used to be quite the performer.
Well, I can see. He's a dancer, but now
he would go crazy and like completely sober. No, I don't think have you ever had a drink in your life?
I've seen drinks.
Yeah, he's never had. Here's another piece of information about Paul.
Yes. Well,
is he turned on.
And welcome to the Charlie Hattrick Show.
Well, just because I know some stuff.
Special guest me.
His dreams. Tell him about your dreams. About how you've turned how you don't allow yourself to have dreams. It's very interesting.
Well, I can't prevent myself from having dreams. I just, as a child, I had this theory that a person only had maybe a certain amount of creative energy. And I didn't want to waste it while I was asleep. So I kind of, I told myself I just wasn't going to dream anymore, which is impossible. I think I just conditioned myself to never remember them because I wanted to live in this kind of like surreal dreamlike waking state. But, I think.
And you can see it in his home too.
Yes, but you've written books about not only macabre art, but skeletons and ghost sex.
Well, I've never written a book about ghost sex.
But you're a foremost expert on it. You've done lectures on that.
Sex, yeah.
But skeletons, mummies, you're the guy to go to.
I've got them all at home.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk.
However many you need, just let me know.
We're going to talk about this. Like I say,
Army of the Dead.
And there's other people coming in. We're going to be doing a live interview with the band Okicho from Mexico.
Oh, shit.
And we got some other people coming in. But this is going to be it for a while. I'm moving to New Orleans. I don't know if people know that, but we're going out with a bang. It's going to be a great show. Let me get to the
response. Very conservative city. They'll hate you there, you know.
They hate me here anyway, so I'm used to that. But we've got Doomy's Home Cooking. We were just at one of our sponsors. Please, if you're ever in L.A., right? You okay?
How was it? Did you guys?
Had to see the desserts that she starved on.
Yeah, I posted them on Instagram.
The fried Oreos, though, were too much for me.
I have known Doomy for a very long time, and he is a wizard. at making these meals that are supposedly meatless. And I've always thought, wouldn't it be the greatest practical joke if you had made it later? It's like, guys, do you really think that's meatless? Come on, taste it. I've been screwing with
it. I had the pulled pork. You had the shrimp scampi.
It's
you
so
had a patty melt with no bread. And you tell them how many desserts you had.
I ordered four desserts.
That's amazing.
I didn't eat all of them. I had a bite of everything. It's the Victoria Beckham diet. She'll have three bites.
I got diabetes watching it.
Right. You had strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake, the creme brulee, which creme brulee. I did eat because it's delicious. It's made with either coconut or almond milk. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I couldn't finish my deep fried Oreos, though. If you're aware of what a sopapilla is, it tastes like an Oreo stuffed in a sopapilla.
And you had also an apple tart.
Oh, yeah, and the apple tart. I had a couple bites of that.
Okay.
Mostly I ate the creme brulee.
What is a sopapilla?
Did you keep the rest?
A sopapilla, which is really interesting. Out here, we don't have them, but where I'm from,
like the name of an Italian prostitute. Sopapilla.
You're close.
If you've ever seen South Park, there's the episode about we're going to Casa Bonita.
Yeah.
And at Casa Bonita, after you order your buffet, which I recommend ordering like the vegetarian buffet because the meat is questionable at Casa Bonita. but you all, at every Mexican restaurant in Colorado where I'm from, we have little pastries, which are dough fried squares or triangles that you stuff with honey and they're covered in powdered sugar. And these are called sopapillas, which apparently come from New Mexico, even though we serve them in every Mexican restaurant. So Mexicans out here never know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay, now I need a shot.
Okay, so anyway. Also,
drink.
So go to Doomy's Home Cooking. Let me give you the address. If you're ever...
Enough.
Okay, if you're ever...
I don't do small drinks.
If you're ever in L.A., go to 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, on the corner of Fountain and Vine. We love Doomy's Home Cooking. We love Phil Doomy. Phil's the best. Also, go to darkmarkshow.com. You can still get a free audiobook at audible.com. Anything you want. Stephen King books. They've got not Nicole's book.
Not my book yet.
But they have anything you want. I'm sure they have books on seduction. I'm sure they have books on skeletons.
Do they have any of Paul's books?
I would. Let's find out.
Let's find out. Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
It would be. And I'm just trying to.
I haven't read the newest one yet. Empire of Death was amazing.
Empire of Death. Let's see if they have.
They'll have something called that. I guarantee.
I'm sure they do.
Heavenly Bodies. What was the name of the new one again?
My books aren't on audio.
You don't have audiobooks.
Apparently, well,
Death of an Empire.
Well, because they're half photography. I
mean, mostly.
You'd have to have some guy describing the pictures to you.
Well, no, your Empire.
24 hours.
Anyway. Go to audible.com. Get any book you want. And also go to adamandeve.com. We have and also adammail.com.
I kind of
wish sex toys.
There's every time we come onto the show, there are like these weird pictures on the screen, and I wish you could see some of the stuff we see. I'm
Thank
always
you,
looking
Jeremy.
Over. Yeah, well, what was that? Why
was that
there?
That was a woman with udders, but we have to move on. We got
like
so many guests.
Actual udders.
We have so many guests. We were talking. I remember one time you were like, I'd like to have one of those pickup artist guys on, see what's going on there.
I don't think I said that.
You did say that. But you said, you did say that. And I brought the master, the guy who originated it. I remember seeing you when I was a kid.
Fuck you.
I know. When I was a kid, I used to see... Hello.
Stop negging the pickup artist.
Right. I used to see. Can you still hear me? I don't know. I did something with the headphones.
No, we can hear you.
Okay. I used to see you on like Geraldo and Phil Donahue,
Jerry Springer, three
Jerry
times.
Springer, and
you've been on Jerry Springer.
Yeah,
three times.
He's been on Jerry Springer. How was that?
This is before the show got violent.
Oh, okay.
This is when he did it from Cincinnati. So
yeah,
it was a completely different kind of show.
Was it a serious?
He
talk
was
show?
Very no, it wasn't serious. He was very polite to me.
Right.
Cool guy.
Right. Well, I mean, because I was picturing like women like flinging chairs at you.
They did a show called Faith Daniels where they thought they would ambush me and all the audience was female. I just enraged all of them. I trounced everybody.
Right.
In fact, they had to escort me. Security had to escort me to the limo because there were women waiting out there to tear me to pieces. And I just get hard when that happens.
Thanks for sharing. But you were doing this. I mean, now it's after the game by Neil Strauss came out. It's a worldwide phenomenon, but you were like the first guy doing it.
I was the first person to turn it into a business. Certainly, picking up women has been happening since the genders rolled out of the dust.
Yeah, but you got to go around my house, not so much. But
I think I was the start of what is metastasized into what they call the seduction community. That was not my intent. My intent was just to not have to work for a
really
living.
Really a whole community? Do people just go out together?
Yep. You'd be surprised.
It is a deviant subculture. And by deviant, I don't mean perverted. I mean...
Deviant.
Deviant.
It would be. I mean, it's hard to imagine a gang of men going out hunting, so to speak.
Well, what they do do it in online forums where they get together and talk to each other in a closed group and that sort of thing. And they're different.
Are they sure they're really talking to women?
Well, no, they talk to each other. And well, that brings up the story of what's going on with my phone. Do you want me to share that?
Yeah, please share what's going on tonight.
Share that.
So this is what happens in Ross. This is a typical week in Ross Jeffries' life.
So Monday, I spent the night with a woman and...
Go figure.
And she leaves Tuesday morning. Basically, I boot her out, tell her to take an Uber. She writes down...
Once again, go figure.
She writes down her number. I go to text her today. It's the wrong number. And instead, the person doing it starts sexting me, sending me pictures of her breast and blah, 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 blah.
Charlie's checking it out.
And turns out that she is a he. She sends me a picture of her cock. And so this is my life.
I get the wrong number.
Too much charm,
Are you sure it wasn't? Are you sure it's not the same woman? Are you sure the
it
woman
is
I'm
not
out
the
was
same,
not
no,
the
I saw all of her anatomy. Definitely
okay, good,
not.
Good, good. So
wrong
that's
race,
odd.
Too.
That sounds like a show.
The woman Monday was Korean.
You don't have to brag. It's just...
I'm not bragging. I don't know whether I should be ashamed or what.
But and this woman...
Things are changing. Sometimes we don't want you texting us tomorrow.
How is this woman sexting you? Well, I mean, what sex is that she...
Well, do you want to see pictures?
I saw pictures. Trust me. I don't want to see those pictures. What was she sexting you? What was she doing?
Well, she's saying she wants
to
know
what
I do.
Hey, keep in mind, we have a more versatile audience tonight. Owner's whole family is in the other room.
She wanted to know about
No. This is the Dark Mark Show.
We can... baby Jesus and always listening to mom.
No, this is the Dark Mark Show, and I'm sorry for Jeremy's relatives. It's going to get raw tonight, so I do apologize. Oh, look who's here. It's Rod and Kitty.
Hey, what's up, man?
I come bearing gifts. Wait, I come bearing gifts, too. Oh, my goodness. Look at this.
I don't know.
More desserts.
There are more people here.
More to say. What's up, DJ?
Those look
That's
awesome.
The last thing
I might make those. At some
yeah,
point.
So
those
this might
huge.
Be. We're trying to get you some chairs. So
Give it
you
to
hold
the
on.
Dog.
What's up? What's up? As DJ Darkstar, that's Rotten Kitty. Rotten Kitty was the first person that had the intelligence to sponsor this podcast.
If you call it intelligence.
Hey, what's up?
Yes.
Long time.
And, so anyway, it was funny because I offered Ross Jeffries some guy liner when I was in the restroom and. He told me to fuck off, so I don't know. This is the second weirdest show you've ever been on?
Yeah.
Neil How do you Strauss get weirder than this? Someone just delivered us cookie bars.
Neil Strauss did a podcast where there was a transsexual and...
we have those.
Well, no. There's all sorts of weird and bizarre people.
There seems to be a lot of transsexuals and transvestites swirling around your world, Ross.
I don't know what's going on.
I think this is
the weirdest week of my life, and I just moved Thursday, so I don't know what the fuck is going
welcome.
On.
Where did you move to? Transvestite land?
I moved from one building in my apartment complex to another, and then I'm moving to San Diego in 3 months. I can't wait to get the fuck out of LA.
Oh, really?
LA is a horrible cancer.
I wouldn't say that.
I hate it. I lived here my whole life.
Anyway,
I love San Diego.
Really?
San Diego, here I come.
Really? I never liked San Diego.
I
went to high school and college in San Diego. I went to San Diego State for 6 years, did not get laid once. Can you believe that?
That's
Fun
you.
Fact about San Diego, it is considered the luckiest city in the U.S. because lightning strikes there more than it strikes anywhere else.
By the way, that's a moment of intelligence by Nicole Six. Anyway, Charlie is here. Charlie,
she's got great rhythm, too.
Oh, of course she does, yes. Charlie, it's been a while since you've been on. You were on in 2013.
Yeah.
It was one of almost 2 years ago. You were one of our first guests here in the studio.
Yeah.
And the reason I haven't had you back is because you've been touring. You've been doing a lot of stuff.
No, because last year actually was a big move. The touring started this year.
Right, but every time I want to have you on, you're doing something.
Yeah.
And what people want to know is many of Odd Nature still a band?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
No, they post the funniest stuff on Facebook. I follow that
Thanks.
Shit.
Somebody told me you tell a hell of a dirty joke. I want to hear this.
The what?
You tell a hell of a dirty joke. I want to hear a Charlie Hattrick dirty
what?
Joke.
What? What are you talking about?
Yes. Yeah, so Michael Simmons said you tell a hell of a dirty joke.
Oh, he's just
No,
Michael.
I've heard you tell dirty jokes.
What?
Come on. Let me hear one.
I don't know.
I want to hear filth come out of your mouth. Don't worry about Jeremy's family over there.
I
want to hear filth.
No, dude. We'll skip over that. But no, I've
been. Many of Odd Nature is still an entity, and that's your band.
Yeah.
You want some Fireball, don't you?
I don't.
Okay. So, anyway.
I do enjoy it, but.
Anybody want some Fireball? Here's a cup, here's a bottle.
It's very sweet. What is that?
It's cinnamon whiskey. But many of Odd Nature has not been. There haven't been a lot of shows.
What last year we did the Magic Castle thing, that was it.
Right.
I've been really low key because last year was like a big change for me. Like I just won.
How so?
Well, I had been working. Well, you know all the stuff that I was doing before, like how I'm crazy doing all, like.
I know, but the audience doesn't know.
I would, you know, throw all these events, write all these songs, you know, all that. Right. I was doing all that while I was working at this engineering firm. And it was just like, it got this, right at the beginning of last year, it just was too much. I was just like, I was on overdrive. I was always falling asleep, like driving. And it was just,
right.
It was too much. And then suddenly, like at the beginning of the year, I woke up and I realized I had to cut some things out, and I had to cut out the thing that,
right.
You know, and not that I'm against doing the, you know, the 8-to-5 thing. I can do that. I'm a good soldier, but
right.
It was while all this time I was, you know, needing to accomplish those goals. I was accomplishing some of my goals, but still, this entire time
right.
since 2008, I don't have an album yet. Meanwhile, right. I've like, you know, studied and
you've played the Sunset Strip Music Festival, which I hosted.
Because the Key Club, when the Key Club still existed,
right? Because it's a whole. It's not even a band. It's a whole thing.
It's
there's
fun,
a host.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and we got you know we had some changes too.
What
like
happened
Ms.
to
Maria.
The? What, why did the drummer change?
Oh Matt, what well, you know? It was just yeah. It was.
Be truthful. We like Matt. Matt's a nice guy.
Matt's awesome. No, right. Matt's awesome. He's a great guy, actually. And I think about how lucky I have been that you know I've been able to work with him and Seth too.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, Seth. He and you know he's working on his own stuff and he's
right.
become a manager at his job and you know he became right. less available.
Okay.
We have Laurel. She's not able to join us tonight. But right. anyways,
so about the whole band.
I'm very lucky that I've been able to you know have people that hang out. You know, Miss Gigi, she's been here for a while.
But in the studio, it's you're like a Prince Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah,
like, it's your thing. You
yeah,
play
yeah.
all the instruments.
And, yeah, like the what?
And you studied at the Musicians Institute, which goes yeah. to a conversation you may deny whether we have, but we did. Where you said that you don't think people can go to school to be an artist.
Oh, this is true. Actually.
This wasn't a conversation I had tonight. I said that I think it's better if you just... But she already said what I said. You have to go out there. You have to put out products. She's experiencing what I'm talking about. When you don't have
well, yeah,
something.
Just going to school, like, you know, just for anything. Just, you know, it's like, you know, it's...
The 9-to-5s, the schooling, all that stuff takes away from the creativity.
Tools. Those are tools. It's you just like helping. It helps
build
you
it.
Learn.
You well, have to I mean, go out there and make it.
That's a whole other thing. But to be an artist, it's like... You know, it's more than just...
Speaking of artists, look who just walked in. It's our old co-host, Josie. I'm former co-host, Josie Cat.
Wow.
Hi, Josie. Everybody's here. Hey, Josie, there's a new drummer in Many About Nature. Yes. So what does she bring? What does she bring to the band that wasn't there before?
That was what?
What does she bring to the band that no, wasn't there before?
Oh, no. Like, no. She's...
Oh, she breasts behind the drum kit. No. I got that.
Hey, No.
I'm assuming she does have
no,
some.
No, like, you know, it's funny. When I asked her to join up, it was... I almost refused because I kind of had this thing growing up where I was like, oh, I'm never going to have a chick band. And this is before Laurel was even... I even realized
right.
that Laurel's an old friend and I didn't know she played keyboards. I found out later on through a mutual friend. But
right.
it was just going to be the three of us. And I almost... like turned away from asking her to be my drummer just right. because she's a chick, and then I realized you're being an asshole. She's got power.
Right. Right.
She means it. You know, she really. You know, she's a real. You know, she's here to be a musician with
right.
Matt. I love him to death, but you know, he.
He's
I can
not,
tell.
He's not a chick.
No. Because trust me, he's been around for a while. And he's owned it on stage, but at
right.
the same time, like I noticed he started. He was reminding me of me when I was at the engineering firm, where I was just like, you know, I had when we moved to a. We had our biggest client was in Long Beach.
Right.
So I used to have to commute from LA to Long Beach every day and sit through that traffic, which is adding more time. Anyways, it was exhausting to me.
Right.
And I was like, I would, you know, I'd practically want to turn around and go back home. You know, like, I can't believe this. You know, this is ridiculous.
Right. You're burning yourself
off.
And
then I get there and then I'm like, you know, I see all my coworkers, you know, I'm like, and then you fall in love with them.
Right.
You know, it's like, all right, I can stay. You know, my boss would walk. I'm like, all right, you know, like.
So as many of our nature and all.
So Matt.
I've got 100 guests. I'm trying to get
Matt,
going here.
You asked a question. I never got an answer. I never got to finish it. So
okay.
Matt, I noticed he was, you know, he was kind of like, he was addicted to us. He was addicted to the performance part.
Right.
But you know, it was to him, he's accomplished. You know, he writes programs and. He does, you know, he's got his life, you know, and it was
right.
like we were this, you know, so it was this, you know, it was a thing for, I don't know, it was a relief.
I'm trying to interview her,
okay.
too.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I was going to answer that question.
So is Many About Nature an all-chick band now?
No, like this is one thing that I'm going to have to clarify. Technically, yes, but this is like.
But the host is still a guy?
The what?
The host.
Oh, Patrick. Yeah, whenever we bring Patrick around, you know, if we have any other additional, if you know, Fred ever comes up on a show, the core pieces just happen to be girls.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
It's not a chick. And I know, but like maybe I don't know. It's intention isn't to be a chicks band. We just happen to be chicks.
It's the same. You know what I'm saying? The same band. It's the same tunes.
Well, but sometimes you know.
How did you meet Charlie?
Same driving force.
We were in the street in the bicycle ride.
Good answer.
Yes.
Pretty much, we were on bikes when we met.
Oh,
good
okay.
answer. Good answer. I like
Very
that.
Very nice. Now, what's the truth?
Yeah, and then she was, you know, she had a lot of presence, and I really liked, like being, you know, in the same room. So I approached her, and I was like, oh, you know, I play music. I play various instruments. So.
And at the time when she brought that up, I was like, wait a minute. Because, you know, she plays multiple instrumentists are like, you know, number one for me.
Right.
And I was like, wait, can I see some shit? And then I saw a video and I was just like, fuck, is she own it? Yeah, right. Literally shit. Yeah, no, she's a fucking,
I like that.
She means it, you know, when she's there.
So is there an all chick Never Any About Nature show coming up?
She actually doesn't have, like her and Laurel don't have any material. They've been in the band technically for how many months? I haven't handed anybody material yet.
Okay.
I'm recovering, like, right. And right now I'm just building my studio and
right.
Right now, I worked on the thing for you and then, you know.
So something to look forward to.
The Magic Castle for sure.
Right.
I'm taming your dog.
Right. Oh, are you looking forward to not being the chick in the band now? Now it's a chick gang now. Is that what it is?
You know, it's kind of funny because like, I'm really, really happy with the lineup now. The energy is really cool. I love the whole lineup as well. Everybody, it's just, you know, how things change and evolve. And, you know, Charlie, of course, is always going to be
Charlie's
like evolving, going through, you know, evolving with that and getting new people.
You know, I love you, girl. You've been hanging out for, you know, you're just, she's fucking, I love this chick.
Anyway, I think Josie's looking for a new band, so if you need another chick in the Many Wild Nature.
But you know, L7 is an all-girl band, too.
I love all-girl bands. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, wasn't Pissant an all-girl band?
I don't think of them as a chick band either.
Wasn't Pissant an all-girl band at one time, or maybe not?
No.
No, okay.
No. Dave has always been on the band.
But you have something exciting coming up yourself, Josie.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, let's get the microphone down. So besides returning to the Dark Mark show for the last time.
I know. Yeah. I started with you when you first started.
No, Hell's Bell was my original co-host, but you
for
were...
For what? For one show. And then I was with you for two,
almost
2 years.
Almost 2 years, yes.
Holy moly.
Yeah, Hell's Bell might be calling in.
I'm going to miss you.
I don't know.
I'm so sad.
I'm looking at your face. I can see where it went. But what's going on?
What?
Nothing. Come on.
Wow.
Just for old time's sake.
Okay.
I gave Josie Kat a zinger for old time's sake. But you were on TLC. Everybody loved it. Thought you were hilarious. Now, you talked about it last time, but you did the song with...
Basically, what they did with me was they switched me with a black woman that goes to church, and we switched wardrobe. Basically, the sluttiest thing that they could find that I own, which is quite a bit, and put me in a moo-moo.
Dig in the closet real hard, and you probably got a fatal impact.
And it was an interesting experiment. It was fun.
Right.
And what I'm doing right now is I'm currently casting for a music video. It's for Psycho Charger, and we'll be playing at the Devil's Playground. It's going to be a grindhouse theme, and all the favorite star girls are going to be there, you know, doing different characters from
Star Wars. Movies
No, this is Grindhouse.
Oh,
they're doing Grindhouse.
Oh, yeah. Courtney Cruz is going to be what?
Courtney's producing it. She's not going to be in the show. It's going to be fun. I mean, we have Kitten Navidad from
Russ Meyer's movies. Oh, my
She's going to be doing a guest appearance.
I've been trying to get her on this show the whole time. I wasn't able to. I tried to get
almost as long as Corey Feldman.
I tried to get Corey Feldman on the show.
Tried to get Corey Feldman on the show.
Guess who Nicole ran into last night?
Corey Feldman. I was like,
how fucking hilarious.
So I was like,
because you were trying to get that.
This is what happened. I was all
dead.
No, no, he's still alive, Russ. You're the substitute for Corey Feldman. That's Corey Feldman's chair that you're sitting in right now.
I'll be seeing y'all.
So Charlie, last night I bump into him and I go, "What are you doing tomorrow?"
Where'd you bump into him?
A lucky strike. I was doing two friends' birthday parties.
Crazy. I was like, this up to him.
So what are you doing tomorrow? He's all, well, I got some meetings but after six. Why? What are you thinking? I'm like, well, my friend has been trying to book you forever. And I mentioned you, but I'm sure he knew other Charlies. But we had to go through his publicist.
Yes.
Alas.
And I forgot to go through the publicist. So Devil's Playground, and we're going to give the date, but that's at the Dragonfly?
Yes.
Okay, that's next Friday.
Next Friday. And we'll be filming a video for Pet Sematary, which is going to be re-released next year.
Holy shit.
And she did a version of Pet Sematary with Jimmy Psycho.
We recorded it for Horror Hound Conventions and their new record label.
Right.
So it's going to be very bloody.
Carly, do you know Jimmy Psycho?
I don't. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure you met him.
Psycho Charger.
Were with Psycho Charger. You sang Pet Sematary. I heard it.
It was lovely.
It's very good.
Thank you.
At the beginning, your voice is a little like just in your face, and then once it gets to the chorus, I like what they did with the chorus, so it all makes sense. But initially, you're like, oh.
Speaking of Pet Sematary,
I know the punk rock, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, speaking of punk rock and DJ Darkstar, we're gonna talk to you a little later because we're gonna be talking to Coach Cachito. But thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're gonna talk to you a little later because we got a whole thing. We're gonna set it up about a half hour. We got a whole thing. But you did bring Rotten Kitty, and I'm so glad.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And you think Charlie can just go off on a tangent and start talking. You got to go to Fatal Impact, and you got to talk to this woman. And it's just, you just get wrapped up in a conversation you'll never get out of. Uh-huh. And then the parking will, you know how many parking tickets you cost me talking to you?
Do you know how many times I've been like, okay, Mark, have you looked at the meter time? You should probably go.
Never.
And I'm like, no, let me tell you this one thing.
Never.
Let me tell you this one thing.
Well, yeah, when we get to talk,
I have it on camera. I have it all on camera.
But Fatal Impact, which, by the way, is Nicole will even back me up on this, probably the only reason to go to the San Fernando Valley is to go to Fatal Impact.
I used to live right
porn,
by
lot
it,
of porn.
Actually.
A lot of porn. Porn.
Right. Well, if you're into porn, yes. And you know, we've got Ross Jeffries here.
Well,
so
I woke up.
Porn, boobs, tits.
But you have a tattoo parlor now next to Fatal Impact.
Well, we just celebrated having the store open for 6 years. So we're very, very pleased about it. It's not easy to do in L.A. It's really not.
Right.
But we figured the next progression was open the tattoo shop and the piercing.
Did
and
you buy the tattoo shop that used to be right next to it?
Which, yeah.
Okay.
Well, we didn't buy that tattoo shop. They went out of business. Yeah. And the sexy reason is, I don't know what their sexy reason is, but the real reason, they stopped paying their bills. So it went vacant for so long, and the people that would come by to check it out were like, oh, that's not really what we want to have next door. Do we need another math training center for the children? No. It should be a tattoo shop. It's always been a tattoo shop. So
I got this tattoo there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, you
now get another one.
Yeah, it should go.
I was just looking at your, it's from the, what is that, Nightmare Before Christmas, right?
I fall to pieces.
That's awesome.
Where can I get pierced? I'm a beginner.
Where do you want to get pierced?
I'm a beginner, so where would
the first piercing be?
I wouldn't start with your penis.
No, I wouldn't either.
Like 95% of it's aftercare, so if you're really good about keeping up with
hygiene.
Just cleaning and hygiene, which, not that you would have a problem with that. I'm sure you're an angel and you're totally clean. But
I'm clipped. I'm
I would say you could always start with an earlobe and see how that works.
Well, here's a piercing question for you. How come every person I've known...
Here's a piercing question for you.
No pressure.
How come every person I've ever known, male and female, that's got a belly button piercing... It's infected.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not taking care of it. Mine never got infected. You really, I mean, the sexy answer is because they're dirty. But the real answer is because the stomach is actually not a very vascular area and there isn't a lot of blood flow to it. So it means that usually the healing time's a lot longer and people don't take that into consideration. So about the third month, they think everything's fine and then they go in the swimming pool or they wear some high-waisted jeans. And they'd been told not to.
And Paula Muhammad... Give me a second, because Charlie and Rotten Kitty are in conversation. What you were going to say, Charlie? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, she ended up nailing it at the end.
Really?
Right. Yeah. She's an answer.
Like, you know, I actually used to have my belly button pierced. And I remember. My belt used to always get like, fuck, you know, really?
I remember.
I haven't had it. What are you talking about? I haven't had it actually at all since I took it out before I moved back to LA.
Okay, well then those deep REM sleep. I don't know. I was fantasizing about you before.
Yeah,
I met
no,
you.
It's like my belt. Like oh, I see. That was a joke.
I thought I remembered you with a belly button ring. But I've had people that had their penises and vaginas pierced. Nothing. Belly button.
Penises
always.
And vaginas. Do you have to lower her mouth?
I've been hanging out with Ross Jeffrey's friends.
Okay. No, I just had this like visual in my. I can't share it with you because I can't project a hologram out. But seriously, it was bells and whistles.
I'm picturing the whole full chain that you can do connecting.
Yeah, the chain to the thing and piercing the taint to the. I don't know. I don't know how it would work. I don't have enough hermaphroditic friends.
Right.
But not for their first piercing.
No, not for your first piercing. If you're going to get a taint to your private piercing, maybe let that be like the second or third one. Don't do that right off the bat.
Right,
it's a bit of a commitment.
Yeah.
Is it the other word for taint, schwa?
I don't know. Right? I don't know. You don't know. Ross, is it schwa?
The medical term is perineum.
It's so much more fun to say taint.
Really? It sounds
dirty. Darkstar, you have a call. We got somebody that's on the line. You might want to
do this.
Hold on. Somebody has some headphones on. Yes, we have a call. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is David.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you enjoying the crazy revelry so far?
Yes.
Do you want some Fireball, David?
You want some Fireball whiskey? You want some? We got some big goods here.
Yeah.
Or would you rather have tickets to Okeecho?
It's Oseco.
Oseco. I always pronounce it Oikoko, but that's just me.
Oseco means dog snout.
Hoseco. Would you like some?
Right.
Now. Yeah. Well, you handle this. Tell them how. Do we have a question, or do you want to just give them a pass?
Well, pretty much, I'm here to, I'm DJing the event. It's for Hoseco's new album. They're touring the U.S. So this is the In the Name of Violence tour 2015.
Right.
September 11th.
How appropriate. Here
in LA. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ron Kitty's hosting it.
That's exactly the kind of event you want me hosting on that date.
Right. When I think 9/11, I think Ron Kitty.
Exactly. That we're going to bring everybody together for that event.
And their store's called Fatal Impact.
This is a terrible idea all the way around. Nobody ever saw this coming.
Really dark.
So I think does Dave get in with the guest since he called in?
Yeah, as long as you call in, all you have to do is give your name, your phone number, email, and we'll put you on the guest list at the end of the show.
Probably not over live air.
No, give it to whoever.
Dave, here's what you do. Go to the Dark Mark Show Facebook page and send me a message. I will forward it on and get you guest passes. How about that?
Okay. Which website?
It's go to facebook.com. And look up the Dark Mark Show.
That's what you're watching.
The actual URL is skidrow.com/.
I'm trying to get into the Facebook page. That's not me. Right.
I missed that.
Okay.
That's okay.
Are you on the internet right now? This is gonna be great. This is gonna be the whole show right here.
Okay. Are you?
Hold on. They're gonna get the info and pass it over. Okay, hold on the line and we're gonna get your info. This is like a real show. We're gonna get the people in the booth are gonna get your info. We've never done this before. People in the booth are gonna get your info.
Like
okay,
such nice people.
They're so good.
I know.
Who is this family? Hi.
This is Jeremy's family.
When Jeremy said he was gonna have his family this week, I was like, oh no. Yeah.
Hi, Jeremy's family.
And by the way,
you guys look like you're from Wisconsin. Where are you from?
I was gonna say. There's a child in there, and you're all letting me say perineum and taint, and you're talking about.
I can't even say the name of my book on the air
on fire,
right now.
So we're doing good.
Wait, did you say fire? Did you say fire? Look, you see this guy over here, Ron Kitty? You see this handsome man right here?
Why, yes, I do.
That's Arabian MK. And Charlie will tell you. You want to get the microphone. Charlie will tell you because she saw us do a show.
That was a great Friday night. Fantastic show.
I know it was great, but he was good too.
Thanks.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Arabian MK comes
from. Paul was there, actually.
I forgot you were there, Paul. Yeah. What did you think of Arabian MK?
Changed my life.
Oh, you know, life changing.
The day before I went that show, I was in a 3-piece suit, worked at.
I'm sorry.
So, how long have you been in LA?
In LA, I've been. I reached the US on the 20th of May, and that was in Colorado.
I stayed for a week, then I got here afterwards.
Well, that, how did Colorado like you?
I like it. It's amazing. It's just too cold.
It's very cold.
And like,
well, compared to the United Arab Emirates, I would imagine
like,
so.
Super, like, this is our winter right here. Like this weather today, every day.
That's so you were probably in Colorado when I was in Colorado. So I was there late May.
We used to live in Colorado at different times.
There was snowstorms. Did you get snowed in?
I went to Estes Park where it snowed, and I've seen snow for the first time in my life. And it was literally the first time in my life, like real snow.
Yeah.
Because we have the biggest snow.
Can we talk about his mustache?
We love the mustache.
And for our viewers who have not been to Colorado, Estes Park is where the shiny was filmed.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about the mustache.
What is an excellent mustache.
Do you do that down below, too?
No. I'm clean down under.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever thought of it? That could be some interesting.
I thought of it.
You know what? I've seen the pictures. I'll forward them to you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whose picture?
Whose picture?
So cubic hair with the handlebar mustache.
That photo. It's
oh, come on. You went to gym class. You know, you probably saw some guys with the handlebar mustache. No, okay.
He's going to say he didn't look.
It's a scene, actually. There are people who do that. I am not one of them.
Right.
But I know people who do style the facial hair because I know a guy who, I picked him up in my car and he was walking really weird. I was like, what's wrong with you? It's like, I burned my dick. I was like, what? He's like, no, ironing. He was ironing his pubic hair with a flat iron, and he accidentally ran it against his penis.
Well, then he deserves to.
But he was straightening it because he was, you know, filing it.
Which leads us.
I have one more thing to say about.
I know another guy who used to straighten his ass hair.
Like cousin it.
This guy is an archaeologist.
He wanted it to look like it was coming out like a rocket, you know, like
what?
Like exhaust. I didn't get into it enough. All I know is that he used to iron it. And then he would straighten it, and it would just kind of stick out.
It only took 40 minutes. We're talking about pubic hair.
did we see the pickup artist tranny pictures?
Well, no, wait, Nicole wants to say something.
I just need to point out that what he has going on with his beard right now.
I was going to ask, do you have beads down there, Paul?
I do not.
In Paris,
that would make my pants very uncomfortable.
Women would sometimes feel that their regions weren't up to snuff with what he has on his beard, and you could buy little wigs for down there.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, extensions.
Oh, there's an entire thing.
You can get like a Rasta merkin?
Sure.
Yeah.
But so yeah, you can buy little wigs down there.
I could have just bought a penis toupee or something.
Rasta merkin.
Yeah, I'm coining that. I'm going to make them.
I'm so glad you finally came on the show.
Grab that domain, I will. Rastamerkin.org.
Right. So Dr. Paul, now that you've seen mummies and skeletons. Now, how did you get into this field?
Well, better than having a job.
Well, I understand that, but apparently there's not. I mean, it's unless. I mean, this may be like Ross and it go crazy, but
yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of people doing what you're doing.
Well, no, I spent 12 years traveling around the world documenting all the places where human remains were exposed for religious and sacred reasons. So I think I'm the only one.
Really?
I would have found the other guy by now.
Hey, buddy, what are you doing? I'm doing what you're doing. Yeah. But
I have three books out on it.
Is this on your Match.com profile? Or?
I don't have a Match.com profile, actually.
He's a world traveler. It's hard to pin him down on Match.com.
I think so.
Is Match.com the one where the rapist found all the girls?
Craigslist.
No, Craigslist is a different one. Match.com for a while wasn't on TV promoting their commercials or anything.
Right.
Like that one case going on.
Wait till the
dinner's over. I bet you did it on anyone. One woman went to get the free baby clothes, and the other woman knocked her unconscious and cut the baby out, the unborn baby out of her womb.
That's
awful.
That's
scary.
That's the first time that that's happened.
Were
they on Bath salts?
No, they have like empty womb syndrome, and then they basically go after whomever they've pwned her. And
you probably Josie, you may want to put the microphone in front of Kitty because she's going to be talking. No, but we want to hear from Paul.
There you go, girl.
But Paul, what were the first remains that you saw, and what are the weirdest remains that you saw?
I have. I have an actual authentic PhD in 17th century art history. And so it was my research background was just all through grad school was doing this kind of like X-Files version of art history, you know. And so when I had finished, I just made it my mission to kind of document all these because, you know, this macabre stuff and the preservation of human remains and the display of them was once a very important part of people's spiritual lives. And we've kind of lost that because we have this anxiety of due to death in the modern world.
And when did that happen and why do you think it happened?
I can tell you why that happened. Yeah. It happened in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. It happened because for a number of reasons, and including, you know, we kind of changed the way we viewed the human body in terms of a, you know, Homo colossus. We also had this kind of increased understanding of the transmission of bacteria, so we didn't really want the dead around anymore. And, you know, we just decided that they were a pollutant. You know, we're a forward-oriented society now. And the dead are an anchor to the past. So we kind of pushed them away. We put the dead in the closet.
And speaking of cadavers, can you pass it over to Josie?
I will.
But anyway, so that's another zinger. Come on. I don't get to do this with Nicole's host. She won't allow me to do that type of stuff.
What was cool about his book is he actually...
I'll allow you. It just doesn't matter.
He
won't get a rise out of me.
No, go ahead. What are you saying?
In the tombs, what's cool is he actually explains, like, the... there's the skull and how they're... the placement of the skull and the symbolism. Yeah. He'll actually...
There's not one skull.
There's actual, deliberate placements on how these bones were crossed. And, you know, it was kind of cool to hear that.
There's an erudition to it.
Did you go to the catacombs in Peru?
Which ones?
Yeah. In the church in the basement. It was incredible. It is San Francisco in Lima.
San Francisco and Lima. Although that one is a little bit of a deception because that wasn't decorated that way until the 1950s.
All the circles.
Yeah, they had those bones.
What does that represent when they put it in a circle like that?
Honestly, because they were doing it in the 1950s, it was just a decorative pattern and a way to draw tourists.
That was it
at that time. You know, because the Paris catacombs were such a big tourist attraction. By the late 19th century, a lot of places that had a lot of bones just started decorating with them as a way to bring people in.
You know what else is going to be a good tourist attraction? Oseco.
Yes.
Friday, September 11th.
I was going to transition from bones to boning and go get back to Rob.
Is the child still in the other room?
Probably. It's okay.
Should I FaceTime the tranny?
Please FaceTime the tranny.
Let's see what.
You wrote a book how to get your woman to bed, and I read an article that said you were retiring.
Actually, I took a year off because this is not a joke.
Too much pussy?
No. You asked me a question. I'm going to be serious.
Yeah.
I do consider what I do, the teaching part, to be the art.
Okay.
Dealing with people, like if I have 50 people in a room, half of them are going to be. I'm not joking about this. It's not funny. They're going to be extremely traumatized people for a lot of reasons. You can look at their body and see that they have some kind of emotional impact.
Mm-hmm.
So the art of transforming people from being fearful into being able to express who they want to be, that's the art. And I got burned out doing the same way of teaching and teaching the same thing. So I took a year off to recreate what I do and recreate how I teach it. So I don't play an instrument, but I consider myself an artist because I'm dealing with an interpretation of people's reality and freeing them to paint their own picture.
So are you still working with neuro-linguistic patterns?
Language to me is part of the construct of how people, and metaphor. When people say, I hit a wall. I had a student who was trying to meet women in a mall. He said, I hit a wall. I said, really? Did they call the paramedics? He said, no, not that kind of wall. It was a wall of fear. I said, really? What color was it? Was it shimmering? He said, no. I just shut down emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So the way in which people's metaphor structures their consciousness is what I'm really deeply into.
Right.
And our language is shot full of metaphor. That right there was a metaphor. You cannot not use metaphor. And if you become aware of your metaphor, you can begin to do art with your mind. You can do art with your life. That's what really fascinates me. Pole into hole, you don't need me for that.
Right. Really?
So, yeah.
I might need you, but...
I'm not being funny about it because
I'm not being funny about it either. I'm not being funny about it either. But
by the way,
no, I'll be serious.
I want to learn that. That's very cool. How'd you do that?
By the way, our former engineer hated when people banged on the table, but
she's good.
Whether it's rhythmic or not,
we're not going to bang on the table.
But Mark, you only bought him dinner.
But what's the difference between what you're teaching now and what you used to teach?
Truth be told, when I first started this, I was very angry and very resentful about how I've been treated in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a lot of misogyny in it. There was a lot of, but a lot of memorized
stuff.
You
admit that because...
Of course I admit it. People's hate and people's fear is where their joy eventually grows from. If you don't have hate and fear in your life, then there's no...
Like suddenly...
I'm serious. There's no... Look, every human... It's from our darkness that we create something genuine. If you go about, oh, I'm happy and Jesus loves me or I'm a goddess, bullshit.
Right.
Then it's fake. It's the appearance of being happy. But it's only through transforming your pain that you can create something that impacts the world. I swore when I could not get a date for years, I went like 5 years without touching a woman. I swore if I ever found a way out of that pit that I would free people from theirs. And this is not a joke to me. You don't hear me cracking any joke.
Nobody's cracking a joke. We're all listening.
If you saw those people come into that room, many of these are men who have not had sex in their entire life, or they got divorced and haven't been with a woman in 5 years.
Right.
Some of them are players, and that's legitimate too. I don't make a moral judgment on my students. If they want to go through women like tissue paper, or they're looking to find the right one, there's a lot of variations in between that. And so I don't cast a moral judgment. All I'm doing is giving them the tools, first and foremost, to look at what they're doing, to look at their own metaphor and give themselves a chance to move from a clean slate. That to me is the perfection of art.
Right. And so how is it not misogynist now?
I don't use those terms, cunt, bitch. I don't, I see.
You did.
Of course I did. I was a sick and twisted person.
Right. So when Tom Cruise and Magnolia was talking about the cunt, they were getting that from
I
you.
Never said respect the cock and tame the cunt. But some of the stuff they lifted from me word for word.
Oh, okay.
Like in that character, there's a guy called Doc. My business partner was Dr. Knipe. The guy who called himself Captain Muffy.
Right.
I had a guy teaching with me named Major Mark. When he says, reach into your pack and take out your calendars, I did that by the 1st of May. So she'll be my lay.
Did Paul Anderson take your class?
No, but Paul Thomas Anderson said in creative screenwriting that he based the Tom Cruise character on a version of me. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I never got a penny from it.
You want to hear? I actually have a frog from that movie.
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Remember the frogs that fell out of the sky?
My friend
Steve Dickin, he gave it to me.
It's not a real frog.
It's a real, no.
That's a frog.
Right on cue. I don't
even know if you can see that, but water just dripped down from the air. Something just came on you, and it wasn't me.
You're talking about frogs falling from the sky, and something dripped from the ceiling on you.
My friends.
For the people on iTunes.
No, I actually have a real frog that fell from the, and I forget what. Like,
there's an interesting reason for that. Paul Thomas Anderson is a fan of Charles Fort. Charles Fort was the X-Files of the 1920s and 30s. He wrote a book called Book of the Damned, where he's categorized. He talks about fish falling from the sky and sudden disappearances. In the library, there's a scene in that movie where the whiz kid is reading Book of the Damned. So they took that. His influence was Charles Fort.
Mm. Wow.
He was the Fox Mulder of his day.
X-Files.
But you see something? When I started talking seriously about what I do, everyone got quiet and leaned in and listened.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's because you're a teacher.
Yeah. Why? Thank you.
Yeah. You're captive.
Well, no, thank you.
And so, but just from, and I can be captivating my own self, but how can I be that captivating? Let me tell you exactly.
If you remove what's been chaining you, then by your own nature, you'll be free. That's not bullshit. It sounds like a slogan.
No.
But if we work together, if I worked with you privately, say for a week, all of the focus would be removing your limiting beliefs.
Right.
Looking deep into the stuff that you've been blind to, taking it away.
Right.
Once that's taken away, when the chains are off, you'll naturally express what's attractive about you. You don't need guidance from me on that.
And then you'll be a real boy.
Whoever said that is a Jew. Who the
that's
hell
Rotten
said
Kitty.
That?
I tell you, she's
Rotten Kitty.
She's full
you're
of
a
them.
New Yorker. You're right. From the East Coast, are you not?
I'm really not.
No, she's from
Hawaii.
I'm like one of the last natives of Los Angeles.
But you sound like an East Coaster.
But when you travel outside of Los Angeles or Los Angeles County, you have to say you're from Southern California because otherwise people will hate your guts.
Right. I don't know, but
I'm a native for.
Are you really?
Yeah, 56 years. I'm leaving.
I'm a retransplant.
What? Yeah, why is everybody leaving?
You're born here.
I'm not leaving. I love it here.
No, Nicole's here.
I'm going to live and die here.
No. Muhammad just got here, so he's not going anywhere.
I'm
going
to ask Dr. Paul
a question.
Dr. Paul, we've got a question for you.
I find what you're saying fascinating, but I want to ask you this. If you have human remains in your home, I'm not joking, is there some kind of legal limitation on what you can have there? Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's a great question.
Have an
it's
actual
like growing
body.
Pot plants.
Are
like
you zoned for those bodies?
Technically, you're supposed to have some kind of documentation, but that's not a federal legislation. It can vary state to state.
Here in California.
I don't keep human remains around in my home. I mean, I study mummies. That doesn't mean I live with them. I used to have a lot of them. I shouldn't actually say this, but I guess I will. I used to smuggle them back from South America, which wasn't the smartest thing I could do, but I never got caught.
Would you put them in your suitcase?
How do you smuggle them?
I can't tell you that.
Show them off your ass? Or what, how did you do
that? Any iron things to make sure it was all smooth.
I'm willing to let this be a wonderful mystery to me.
Okay, yes. We'll let the mystery go. Go ahead.
I want to live in the magic.
And you're hot.
Anyway, I got rid of them all just because it's not worth the hassle if you have some undocumented human remains that somebody chooses to take objection to.
And if they're illegal aliens and you have an undocumented illegal alien mummy, never mind.
Wait, have you done any research like in the desert from like going from Mexico to like the main America?
No.
Like, are there any, I mean, have you gone on any of the routes, like maybe the coyotes would have taken somebody and maybe seen like human remains or anything? Are you planning on going?
No, because, you know, I can't be responsible for every skull in the world. The thing is,
I love that.
No, and
what about LA and Vegas?
There's got to be bodies.
You know, I'm interested in the religious use of this stuff. And I'm interested in the way they would be displayed and the way people would interact with them. If some guy dies out in the desert, it's kind of not in my area.
Also, I really would want to poke around in that. Anybody who gets killed in the desert probably got killed by somebody I don't really want to know.
Depending on when. I mean, yeah.
I remember once we were just driving through and we were outside of Nevada on the way. Because you drive past there a lot when you go from Colorado to California. And I used to drive a lot when I worked out here. And it was fucking 6 a.m. and there's just this guy digging a hole and I didn't ask questions. We just kept driving.
Yeah, no, that's not...
That's what you do.
Yeah, you don't stop and say, hey, can I help?
What are you doing?
Yeah, no, that's not something you want to be a part of, I think.
Yeah, hey, Vito, do you need some help with the shoveling? You don't do that. But, Muhammad, now, you have a different... Your fireplace is interesting to me because it's... And we're going to see that a little later, but it kind of looks like soap suds. What are you using?
Butane and soap and water.
Really? So it is soap.
Called it.
Yeah.
Fire bubbles.
Like it's really it's basically soap, this. But I put a few other things just to hold the bubbles to be stronger a little bit.
And when did you start doing this?
Like the whole entertainment thing started during my university life.
Right. But I mean, how did it involve fire? Because
okay,
I haven't quite got there yet.
All right. So I started off doing science shows because I was studying environmental science.
Like, okay.
I graduated in environmental science.
Okay.
And,
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, that's actually really cool. Yeah, so you're doing, like, science fair stuff.
Yeah, and, like, you know, Bill Nye, the science guy, and these guys were, like, always my
right.
heroes.
Right.
That's what I wanted to become. So, like, I started doing science shows, like, during open day at university, sometimes at schools, rarely birthday parties.
Right.
But... You know, like as a teenager at the time, a guy in his early 20s, like it reached to a point where like as much as I'm trying to do these science shows, I'm not getting as much as I need.
Right.
And right. at the time I was helping a friend also promoting and coordinating events and pool parties.
Right.
And I got close to this entertainer friend and she taught me how to breathe fire.
Yeah,
and
okay.
as I'm doing a lot of fire experiments and experiments in general, a lot of them involved fire. So I'm like, all right, I can put them together.
Yeah, let's blow fire.
And I, you can do the pool parties. Yeah, and I like I there's capabilities of doing a lot of things like drop dry ice in the pool and the pool will look amazingly impressive.
Wow, you guys have better pool parties than we do.
Yeah, I'm just saying like, you know,
yeah.
And that's the thing. Most of the entertainers, I'm again not generalizing, it's just most of the entertainers they don't come from a science background.
Right.
They come from like an artistic background, like you know, they study dancing, literature or philosophy or whatever they would want to study.
Right.
You rarely find these who come from a science background.
Sure.
And that's what I'm trying to do is like add these science experiments and tricks.
Right.
Like you can get green flames and blue flames and red flames.
You said a guy's head on fire.
And yeah, I set a guy's head
he
on
did.
Fire.
So you did. Did you see that?
Can you set someone's head on fire for me?
Yeah.
All right.
But they're not going to be hurt.
They have to be bald.
I really appreciate that you're making science fun and entertaining. And hey, kids might even like that.
That's the thing.
They get into it.
I'm trying to get both sides.
Right.
Like, trying to get kids to love science. At the same time, you know, drunk people love.
So you couldn't set Nicole's hair on fire because head on fire because she's got hair. Or my head on fire.
We can set his on fire.
We can set the hair. Well, we'll talk about it. We got to get you on the line. Did I mispronounce it again?
Osico.
I'm sorry. Osico's on the line. Are you guys on the line now?
Yes.
Hey, who's on the line? Who's on the phone now?
It's me, Eric.
Hey, Eric, how's it going? It's Dark Mark.
I'm doing well. Fantastic.
I'm sorry I keep mispronouncing the band's name. I always thought it was Hoikoko, and I can't be the only one that thought that.
It's all right. I'm used to that. We're used to that. Everywhere we go in the world, people just pronounce it different ways. So it's all cool.
I can imagine Japan, they've got a whole different way of pronouncing your name.
Exactly.
That's
actually a good one.
I dig you guys. You guys have a great sound. I've never seen you live, and unfortunately, I won't be here on September 11th. But I'm looking forward to the show. All my friends are going to be there and tell me how much I missed out. You guys are in Mexico right now?
No, I'm in Germany.
Oh, you guys are in Germany. Wow. I was way off.
Yeah, it's 7 a.m. Thanks for waking me up, guys.
Oh, geez. That's him. That's not me. That's Ozzy right there. That's not me.
Guten Morgen. Wie geht es Ihnen?
Ross Jeffries just said something in German to you. I'm not sure what it was. But anyway, so...
It was good morning and something.
Okay.
I didn't get it. All right.
We didn't either. But did you guys did you guys do a show last night?
No. I've been living in Germany for about 10 years now, and, that's home now.
Oh, really?
Germany's home, yeah.
But you guys are from Mexico.
Yeah, no! We're from Mexico City.
Which part of Germany?
We're from Mexico City.
Welche Stadt auf Deutschland?
I've been living here close to a town called Leipzig.
Okay.
Pretty close to Berlin. Mexico. Like 200 kilometers away from Berlin.
I visited Berlin.
Living pretty happy here.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, and there's a big industrial scene out there, too, right?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, it's actually like, capital city of industrial, dark, underground music, you know?
Right. So you guys fit right in.
K7 is like, it's in Berlin. I think it was like 7 stories of industrial music.
Awesome.
But there were like 2 floors that were closed when I was there.
Mark, if you do miss the September 11th concert, you can pick up their new CD, which they will be promoting and touring on that tour. So
you don't have to miss out completely.
Right?
In the name of violence, and that's why we're here.
In the
name of violence.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And tell us about In the Name of Violence, because I can't hear him again. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Tell us about the new record.
Oh, well, it's just a single release. We are actually about to complete the album. And it's going to be released later on the late year, about... sometime in November, I guess. But now we decided to go on tour anyways with this new single. We're going to present new songs. And, it's a very, very aggressive song, as usual. You know, we don't do ballads. We don't do easy listening music. It's a pretty harsh song to dance to, you know. Yes.
That's what we like. We like dancing to the hard stuff. And you know what? You emailed me a song, and I did not email it to our engineer. Hold on.
Is there any way?
Is that an excuse for me to say dropping the ball? Can I say balls?
Please say balls.
Any excuse?
Well, I just want to add that, all these Fatal Impact in the Valley has tickets for sale, pre-sale tickets, and Red Zone in Downtown, Ipso Factor in the OC. For all those people that, 10 first buyers will actually get to be in the VIP lounge area while Osico's rocking out on stage.
There's a VIP area?
Yeah, definitely be a VIP area.
There will be a VIP area.
Right.
And
you get to hang with Rotten Kitty, and is that what's going to happen?
I don't. It may be more enticing if I'm not in the VIP area. I'm not really sure how that's going to work. Whichever's going to be more enticing to the people, if
maybe,
to keep me out,
maybe you can
then
hang
that
out
might be best.
With Rotten Kitty.
You know.
Where'd the dog go?
Yeah, the dog completely disappeared.
Not the dog. It's Zeph. He's my kid, dude.
Where did Zeph go?
So are we going to be able to play that clip?
I'm trying to get the clip. Hold on.
So while we're waiting for that clip,
The tickets to the show are actually quite reasonable. They're only $21, and it's a whole bunch of fun. I tell you, kids, it's a whole bunch of fun.
I just emailed the clip to Jeremy.
Then what gives, Jeremy?
I'm sorry, Jeremy.
Not like, I mean, I don't have headphones, so I can't even check out. He's what?
No,
me?
Jeremy, I
talking to me?
So we're going to have it in a second, but so this record's more of what we like. Hard, heavy dance music. No
yeah.
Taylor Swift crap here. This is stuff we can get on the floor and kick ass to. Is that right?
That's funny.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. And we're coming back a little bit to orchestration. Like, we're going to change a little bit on the sound. Like, we're going to have a lot of orchestral.
It sounds like black metal.
Instrument and like that. Like, we're going to make it really, really
cool. Okay.
It's actually darker than other records.
Oh, it's even darker.
Yeah.
We
really want to go down. Like, we know what hell is like. We want to go even, you know.
Well, further than hell.
Deeper. Yeah.
Deeper, yeah.
You know, I've listened to Osiko since I was like 17. I'm 32.
Right.
So
great.
To be able to like play, you know, DJ this event, it's an honor.
Right.
It's awesome to see him grow. And when they say darker, it's kind of like, wow.
Well, you've heard some of the new record.
I've already taken a peek, guys. It sounds
okay. Well, we have the clip. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna. Yeah. It's a world exclusive, a Dark Mark Show exclusive. Just a little clip here. Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's a really tall.
It's Strout.
No. It's a really tall woman. No, that sounds great. No, that sounds just like we wanted. That's one step below hell. I like that. That sounds cool. That's going to be a great show. I know you guys put on a good show. I've known people. Yeah. I mean, you're going to get sweaty.
It's going to be hard, sexy music.
I've seen a lot of metal bands. I've seen a lot of rock bands. I've seen a lot of electronic bands. But these guys...
Yeah,
like
no.
Their energy, just two guys on stage, they know how to fuck.
No, they bring it. I've been to clubs where people come back and they're like, I just went to that show. They're sweaty, they're drippy, they're drained, but it's amazing.
Criminal Minds is also on the bill, and local band Jack Sin from Gardino over by the OC.
Right.
So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I hosted by Rotten Kitty.
Hey.
Rotten Kitty's hosting a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I get around.
Right.
I'm a dirty birdie.
Well, we know that. But anyway, we've got to...
you should know before you come to the show, I'm really, really going to try and be as sensitive and understanding, because I was initially told it was going to be all ages. Now, I don't really understand, because with the VIP area, there's going to be alcohol. So I've been told I need to watch my language, but they haven't said anything about content. So we'll see how that goes. But
so you'll be piercing taints at the...
I'm going to do that backstage and possibly in the VIP area.
As far as I'm aware, it is in all ages. You just have to prove 18 and 21. You need ID. But as far as I'm concerned.
Right, so...
It has to do with city regulations and bullshit.
Right, so that doesn't make any sense. So if you're 12, I don't know what to do. But
and if you use the keyword Osiko at Fatal Impact, you can get any pair of theatrical or cosmetic contacts for 30% off.
Ooh.
And they're year wear contacts, so they're not just one use contacts. You can come on in and use the special keyword Osiko, and you have to pronounce it properly. Osiko. Otherwise, you don't get
so
the
you
discount.
Can't say Hoi Coco and no.
No,
Osiko.
No, it has to be Osiko.
Okay. By the way, I know you guys like fire, I'm sure, right?
Oh, wait, Periscope.
Periscope, wait a second.
I'm here.
Live to the world.
No, we got a guy that's gonna do some fire now. You're gonna stay in the light. You gotta love this. Are you ready to do some fire, Muhammad?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So
he's got the bubbles.
Anyway, so while we're getting the bubbles out, so you're mixing butane, soap suds, and water.
Yeah,
look at Jeremy's family.
Jeremy's family.
Are you gonna eat it or what are you gonna do?
No, I'm not. All right, so.
No, then, he doesn't eat fire because we talked about that at the show.
Don't do it.
Because your beard was set on fire. That's why you don't swallow
fire. Mustache.
We are here live on the Dark Mark show, and this man is about to throw fire.
Hold on, I'll bring this camera over. Let's do it like this, okay?
This is really happening.
It's really happening right now.
Where's Mr.
Zeth? He has a shirt on that says, "I'm not crazy, I'm a scientist."
Okay, make sure the dog's out of the way.
How long have you had dog?
Oh, Mr. Zeph, it's been a minute.
Mr. Zeph, Muhammad, tell us what you're doing there.
All right, so it's a simple science trick. Like most of these science instructors would like, you know, kind of not laugh at me about it, but just like, you know, something easy.
Right, this would be a C in science class.
Yeah, it's like not a C. It's just like stuff you would show to
mid
school.
Sounds like stomach issues.
sounds like a bomb. I don't know what's going on. Well, holy.
Just because I'm Aaron.
Cauldron.
Yes, yeah. You're smoking a hookah. I don't know what's going on there.
So, all right. Okay. So, basically.
He's facing it towards me. Right. I don't like that.
Wait,
No. Face it towards her. It's okay.
It's project upwards. So.
Oh, okay.
We're doing fire right now.
Fire.
Everybody get your phones out. Right. Nicole, you got your phone out? Okay,
three.
No.
Okay.
You're getting hearts.
One.
Holy wow.
I can feel the heat from that.
I love that.
All right.
That was a lot higher than I thought.
Do it again.
Yes. Why doesn't that burn your skin?
It has to burn through the butane and the soap first before it can get to his skin.
So exactly. There's like.
Hey, Muhammad, watch the height, okay?
All right. Okay. So don't worry.
Yeah. Jeremy's freaking out. Oh wow.
Oh. I can dip my hand in there and have him light it on fire and still be safe.
Do you want to do that, Nicole?
So basically, it's a simple science trick where a lot of water is involved. So, you know, okay, being nerdy now, water has high heat capacity, and bubbles is like soap and water. And what's inside the bubbles are the butane, and butane has a very low flash point, and it burns quickly and it burns upwards.
Right.
So when the bubble bursts, it leaves behind it water and soap, and the water is like enough to take all the heat from the bubble, from the flames going up. So far as much as the flame goes, like you.
Wow.
Basically, what he's saying is it burns through its own fuel and then puts itself out.
Yeah, and
that's so cool. How much butane?
That was a moment of intelligence by Nicole Six. We got next one. Muhammad, you're in LA in 2015. Being nerdy is a good thing. Let me tell you that right now.
Well, that's like.
Can you blow bubbles?
No, I can't blow bubbles.
Okay.
It wouldn't contain it. It wouldn't.
But you can blow the flames out.
But
don't do it now.
Yeah,
but you can.
I don't have any fuel to spit out.
Right.
But that's how I did it in like nightlife or entertainment. So right. I set my hand on fire, which is the science part, and the entertainment part, where like I set this on fire. You know, where
okay, everybody got the phones ready.
I can put it on someone's hat, on my knee, like on a bald head, and it's safe. As you saw, like my hand is completely on fire.
Yep.
And it's still safe. Worst case scenario, I'd just get if overheated, I'd get like a mini water burn, you know when you drop tea on your hand.
Boiling water.
Yeah.
But when you first started, I'm sure you made some mistakes.
As in fire breathing from my hand?
As in burning yourself?
Oh no. Like this, no.
The way it works is if
no, but I mean,
no
have you ever mixed things wrong and burned yourself?
I've burnt
myself.
Or you're perfect the first time.
No, I've burnt myself, but not this way.
Oh, okay.
The way that works, he was ironing his...
Basically, it was too windy. It was too windy, and butane is a very light gas, and it's lighter than air.
Right.
And wind would affect it easily.
Right.
So you burst on fire, and suddenly the wind can take it all over around.
Right.
Into your beard.
And I was much hairier than this.
Right. He grooms now, folks. He manscapes.
I don't, but I burn it just like I did now. I don't know if you guys can smell it.
Oh, okay.
Other tricks that I've done where I use gloves, and I use the same technique of water heat capacity. So, again, you can see here I have a second degree burn. And it was from the same problem.
See?
Yeah. No, but it was
the gloves. Kids?
Yeah, see,
at
kids,
home?
Don't play with fire.
Kids should never light anything on fire.
Do your studies before you play with fire.
Basically, if you understand how that works, then you're ready to light yourself on fire. But until you understand,
Nicole, I think you're ready to light yourself on fire. But
I wasn't afraid. I could do it right now. I won't,
maybe
though.
Offer to give someone a bubble bath and then
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Believe it or not.
Calgon, take me away.
That would be amazing.
Believe it or not, one of my friend's birthday parties, my friends got way too drunk. I don't drink, but I get in the mood. I get as stupid as they get. So
right.
Three of us jump in this bathtub and...
You know, it was a
Just saying. Like, it was a birthday party, and we're three best homies.
Wait,
like,
Rub-a-dub-dubbin, three men in a tubbin.
Oh, you need to do it at a water fountain. That's the thing.
One of us is an international artist. His name is Safe. All right.
His name is Safe, ironically.
Yeah, believe it. He's a very intelligent. He's an international intelligent artist.
Right.
The second guy's our best friend. His name's Rami as well. He's a very intelligent guy. And the third one is me, the scientist. So we're both having a birthday party. It was Safe's birthday party, and we're like dropping it, like, hey, let's have fun. So we jump in this bath. We drop a lot of soap, and it gets super bubbly.
Ruined the pipes and pissed off whoever's hot tub that was.
And believe it or not, I had one of these butane gas cylinders in my car, and I'm like, let me try this out. So I set a lot of bubbles in a bath, and I'm like, guys, wet your faces and just try to stay away as possible. And I actually lit the whole bath on fire.
Wow.
I got it on video.
Is that on YouTube?
It's not on YouTube. It's on my Instagram. But
that's MK the best.
Instagram the best. Is MK.
He's very modest.
A little bit of an ego, but you know.
And Dr. Paul, awesome. I was just reminded because Josie sang Pet Cemetery, that you have some experience with pet cemeteries.
Well, I was actually researching a book on pet cemeteries, which I'll eventually get around to writing. I kind of transitioned from the human dead into the way animals are memorialized, but they're fascinating places.
Is that recently, or
are we doing this?
Oh yeah,
I've been studying that one and off for about 5 years.
And what's the oddest animal ritual that you've come across? As Rotten Kitty gets set on fire.
I didn't realize we were doing this.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Rotten Kitty just got set on fire.
That's amazing. Can I do it again?
Everybody wants to get set on fire.
Do you know, I just immediately turned into a six-year-old.
What is the weirdest pet burial ritual?
It's not a matter of the ritual that surrounds a burial, because there is no set ritual for saying goodbye to an animal, which makes the whole commemoration of an animal unique and different. It's about the place, and it's about the way they're memorialized.
Wow. Anyway, so Rotten Kitty's getting set on fire, speaking of that. And Muhammad's taking some. Wow.
Do people actually come back to visit their deceased pets, or is that just more for the transition
of death? No, Ross, you can probably back us up on this. This is a great way to meet women.
Grave sites that I have found that people have been coming back for 30, 40 years.
Right.
It's I call it the the lifespan of grief, or the lifespan of mourning.
And with humans, that's about the soul, having a place to talk to your ancestors in most burial ground cases. But most people don't believe animals have souls.
That's not true. And in fact, the whole idea
By the way, I'm not saying one thing or another.
Whole idea in Christian terms that animals don't have souls is a modern idea, and it's based on a horrid mistranslation of the Old Testament. Because the Old Testament uses a word, nephesh, which means breath. And God breathes, in the Old Testament, he breathes life
Ruach
into Adam. He breathes nephesh into
them.
And that same word, nephesh, is used for the soul or the life force of an animal in the Old Testament. So the Old Testament indicates that animals have the exact same life force that a man does.
Well, I've heard the opposite, which is since horses are there and they come down and ride in Armageddon, clearly then animals can exist in heaven. I don't really care about that. Yeah. I was just simply saying most people don't think about the souls of their pets and they're burying them the same way you would go talk to your mother. You wouldn't be going to talk to your
There's
cat.
A lot going on, isn't there, Maria?
That's what I called.
Hold on. I was trying to tell Ross, I said, they're setting women on fire is a good way to meet them. It looks like it works.
I don't know. I'm Jewish. All the tattoos and setting people on fire is really bothering me.
I literally just turned into a six-year-old and forgot. We're going to be setting it on fire Friday, September 11th.
Maybe you could book Arabian MK to be in the VIP room.
You know
and
what?
I will get my
maybe
penis
Maybe you can set women
pierced.
On fire.
I will.
And you'll set your penis on fire?
I will
have my penis pierced live out to show.
You're going
to
get your penis pierced at the hotel.
Pierced and on fire?
You know what?
No,
you know what?
I think it might burn your pubes.
Cop him for that. He gets in the show for free for that. If you were going to get your penis pierced, you get to see Hosiko for free.
Man. People will come to the show.
Oh, trust me. To watch Ross Jeffries get his penis pierced, Please.
There's a whole bunch of women to be like, yes.
Yeah. And set on fire. So could you set his penis on fire too after he gets it pierced? Whatever you guys want to do by yourselves, I'm not sure.
We can set your penis on fire either way. If that's what you're into, we can set it on fire.
We can pierce it, we can set it on fire.
You know?
So, Josie.
It's the candle of truth.
Kitty, what does that feel like? The fire.
Having my penis on fire?
No, your hand on fire.
Oh, it felt like having my penis on fire.
I'm being serious, Kitty.
It was very reminiscent.
My sister's house.
It's very reminiscent of, like, it's not like you feel an initial heat from the flame itself, but it's mostly just burning the vapor off.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like on prom night. You just lift with a wet, sticky hand.
Right. And
that was different prom night.
Nicole had a whole different prom night.
Like
Josie, was that your experience? Was that your experience?
That's a Monday night for me.
No, not that. I mean, the fire.
Yeah, it was nice. I like it.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is the second time you've been set on fire on the show.
Yeah, I guess I like being set on fire.
Because we had our friend Orpheus Black.
I like playing with Sin's fire.
But now I know.
By the way, I'm stalling because Charlie's going to come in. It's funny because Charlie, I wanted her on the show. And there's nothing sexier than watching Charlie, Marie will tell you, watching her play guitar.
She's amazing.
That's so hot.
Oh, is she going to play?
She's going to play.
Oh, fuck.
First off, there's nothing sexier than a woman playing guitar.
Other than a
guy setting you on fire.
I think she's
Arab
sexy anyway.
Setting you on fire.
Right.
With amazing facial hair and a good attitude. And he's like the Arab Bill Nye.
No, this guy.
He's
no,
like this.
He's the Arab Bill Nye, he's better looking than Bill Nye. He's
so
got the mustache.
And so sensual when he does it.
No, but he's got the mustache. He's got like that English patient like dude sort of thing. Like, it works, man.
I can curse in Arabic.
No, but you
Kusamek.
But you've been here. You've been in LA how long?
Nalabu Kusamek.
I'm sorry?
Oh, okay.
Mike's down there. So you've been in LA how long?
2 months, about two.
2 months.
Months.
Yeah. The women must be going crazy.
Pretty crazy. In a good way and a bad way.
Yeah? Yes. That's American women, I'll tell you.
I got this in me, which it might be bad, it might be good, I don't know, but I don't approach.
They approach
I
you.
I wait for them to approach
Will
me.
Will you
and
be the kind of guy with Ross,
jump in. Jump in, Ross.
Yeah, like I need to speak
sure
to you at
no
some
problem.
Point.
I'm sure he has no problem. My second wicked kitty here.
That's kitty. A rotten kitty.
Rotten
kitty. That's the Josie
and
Cat. Yeah, that's rotten kitty Josie. We got so many kitties
Josie
on here.
Cat. I can't tell one pussy from another.
Ooh, that was smooth.
Well,
anyway, but
that's a shame.
I'm just waiting for her to go.
No, but I was gonna say.
Well, you know,
I was gonna say, Charlie.
So
I want you to come on the show. I was gonna say. I'm sorry. It's my show. I'm talking. I was gonna say.
I have the microphone.
Yes. No. I told Charlie. I want you to come back on the show. It would be great if you played acoustically on the show.
Oh, said, wow.
No problem. And then, like, I ran into her like 3 weeks later. She's like. Oh, I don't have any acoustic songs. I had to write one for the show, and she's preparing right now.
Oh,
yay. I'm not sure what's going on out there. While she's preparing, I could leave you guys because I do have birthday presents for Nicole and something for Rotten Kitty. So I can leave you guys for a moment, if you'd like, to talk
Welcome
amongst yourselves.
Welcome to the yourself. Ross Jeffy Show.
Are they ready?
Jeremy
they put,
is
okay.
being a harbinger
What's
of disappointment
happening?
Right now.
Oh, I'm trying
well,
to...
You know, I have to say, Charlie, not just because she's my sister from another mister, but...
Right.
I've been in the scene for a minute, and
right.
she's one of the most hardworking artists in the scene that I know.
There's no question about it.
Female. Yeah. You know, she's...
No, male or female. Don't be... She works harder than most men,
yeah,
I know.
I remember when she would go everywhere on her freaking bike, getting from place to place, and she'd still come out and support your shows.
Handing
you know?
Out flyers.
Did she
and,
say... I'm not joking. Did she say she was an engineer?
She's an engineer. She does everything. She plays all the
instruments. In this room.
She went to Musicians Institute. She's an engineer. She's a guitar player. She's a producer.
Electrical engineer? Mechanical?
Musical engineer.
Oh, all right.
Recording.
I think I played one show with her when I was still in that Chamber of Echoes over at Monte Cristo.
Right.
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
So that's how long I've known her, for at least maybe 6, 7 years.
Right. Okay. Okay. So we got everything.
Oh,
jeez. Always a surprise with you.
And the candle is singing. I don't know if you can pick this up.
Is it going to do slowly?
All right.
There you go. That's the guy with the fire.
Okay. Muhammad, if that goes out, you can take care of it, right?
Want me to keep it on fire?
Okay. This is what took all this time to put a candle on a cake? Or?
That's good enough.
Kind of, you know, so you see, like I tried to.
Right.
So if you'll notice, I tried to put
purple and gold.
His birthday.
Top.
Is that what that is?
March.
Smells good.
I think this is either this is for the show.
There you go, darling.
Okay.
For your safe travels.
Careful with the microphone. Don't bring the microphone.
Well, that's happy birthday to Nicole.
I'm just going to swallow it if you leave it there.
Right, okay, so everybody, wish me happy trails.
We're going to sing a happy goodbye to you.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Hold on. This is my song, but I'm just kidding.
Okay. Okay. I was wondering.
Okay. Happy goodbye to you. Happy goodbye to you. Happy goodbye, dear Mom. Happy goodbye to you.
Yeah. While the camera's on Muhammad and Paul and
Timmy. Don't burn your beard, blowing that off. But they caught us being heartfelt.
Are you picking this? Okay. There you go. I just blew it out. I've got so many sweets. And you're the one that ordered like five desserts today, Nicole.
I know. It's like if you're too big, you can't leave. That's the thought.
Right. I think they're trying to, what they're doing is they're trying to stuff me in here. So I'm so big that I can't get out the door. So I have to do my show 24 hours a day here at Skid Row.
We're going
to
keep you.
Oh, look at this.
And if you get stuffed and you stuck in.
Charlie's got a guitar.
Then on Friday, September 11th, you can see
Osico. Yeah, we got it. Osico, September 11th.
Is Eric still online?
No, are you still online?
Did he bit? No, that's like long distance. There's
not a writing there.
Yes.
I know. From Mexico to Germany.
Okay, so everybody.
Let me get out of the way. Yeah. Okay.
So this is.
So actually, I heard you say that. It's not that I didn't have any acoustic songs. I didn't have a song. Like, I decided I wanted to write a song specifically for the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's get the camera on you.
Yeah, I remember you were telling me the reason why you wanted to take off was because, you know, you're good with LA. Like, you know, you feel like you want some new change and
new challenges.
Yeah, it sounded like slightly burnt out.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I trust that I've been in
Ross
New Orleans.
Ross has been here one show. He's already burned out.
I've been in New Orleans, and I know they're gonna love you. And they, you know what? They don't have comedy in New Orleans. Everything's live. I think the thing that was greatest about New Orleans when I was there was as I walked through the street, there's no DJs. It was just live music.
Right.
They're gonna appreciate that edge you're gonna bring.
Right.
So
there are one or two stand-up comedians in New Orleans, but I'll figure it out.
So yeah, I decided when I wrote this song, I wanted it to be strictly acoustic because, you know, like, I'm always trying to whip in, like,
right,
you know, synths and stuff. Like, I was like, you know, I'm gonna keep it raw.
Right.
I'm gonna focus more lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this ended up being a sort of like a lullaby.
Right.
So it's great to wish you well on your
many of odd nature unplugged.
It's called Mystery's Lullaby. All right. How do you like it? I'm just kidding.
All right.
I just
lost in the mystery now. All right, so I had to write down the lyrics because, like, I was switching stuff around. I, like, literally, this just got finished. Like, I mean, this just happened, so I'm sorry to have to read off.
It's okay.
My school would be scolding me for this right now. All right.
Your
so
school
I'm gonna...
doesn't have to know.
Musicians Institute would, they'd wrap you on the knuckles for this.
Oh, dear.
So I guess I'll just, They say life is mysterious, no roads unseen, yet the ugly can be beautiful. Here my memories mean what means to me. It's not so shallow. Here it's not too late. When life gets lonely, just pick what pieces you can. And with no sorcery, the being and dreaming becomes more substantial. Life has a shadow where lions become lions, and they can confuse and abuse us till we can find our way out. Roads are set,
The journey self-earning. Pack what you can. Mind what you carry. No room for trash or the baggage from people. We're not so hollow. No. There's a difference. Layer sounds projections. We pick what pieces we can. And in life's secrecy, we bring meaning to being in all that we choose. And there's no sorcery that can keep me from dreaming. So I better dream good. Life has a shadow where lines become lines and they can confuse and abuse until we can find our way out.
Oh, yeah.
She travels you.
Oh, I don't know. That's an amazing way to end an amazing show and amazing run of a lot of amazing shows. And I know Jon Stewart's last show is tonight, but fuck him. It's my show. I met Jon Stewart. He's all right. But I do want to say that, yes, thank you, Nicole, if you can turn the camera around. I do want to say I met a lot of great people doing the show, and I got to know people that I already knew, like Charlie and other people, a lot better. Nicole still has... Okay, we got it. Okay.
So, I'm trying. It's like not pivoting.
It's okay. Well, anyway, I just wanted to say...
And you had a really good last show, too, over there at the CIA. It was excellent. This is a very
I had
good,
a really great last show tonight. Yeah. And I want to thank everybody that's been here. I'm going to go around the table again. Ross Jeffries, it's great to meet you and find out you are the real deal.
Thank you. Seduction.com.
Well, I was going to say, where can people find you?
Seduction.com. I got a free course on meeting women anywhere, anytime, zero cost. Go there.
And is there a seminar coming up?
I'm actually going to be doing a seminar on magic and remote influence, but that's going to be about 3 months from now.
Okay, but you can get all the information on Seduction.com.
Seduction.com. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for coming. I
My
appreciate
pleasure.
It. And Charlie, many of our nation, how do people get a hold of you? And tell us about the Night of the Raven.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't get into too much detail, but it's going to those who know, it's going to be in November, early November. We've upgraded to the palace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's a lot more, you know, comfortable.
So the all-female Many of Our Nature.
Yeah,
maybe
it'll be the there. First song they get to play. Nice. Yeah. I mean, well, she... Yeah.
And follow Many of Our Nature on Facebook. Nicole recommends it.
Yeah. They're funny.
Thanks.
And they're talented, but you'll also enjoy their memes.
Yeah. And Charlie Hattrick and Charlie Gano and manyofonnature.com.
Maria, Ms.
Maria.
Gigi.
Maria Gigi, how do we
and
get a hold of you?
Shout out to Seth and Matt and Fred.
Yes, everybody.
They're awesome. And Mike, he would have been here. We actually, even Steph Infection, I was going to bring her, but she's been, I wanted her to talk about Berlin and Wasteland. Anyways, whatever.
We talked about a lot.
She's going to be doing a special at Wasteland after Wasteland. She's going to do a little celebration at Berlin. Her club Berlin. She's taking over it. Yeah.
Right.
I was hoping she'd come here and talk about it.
Are you
going
to? We'll find out.
She'll share.
Are you going to be at Wasteland Weekend?
I will definitely be there. Yeah.
Okay. So if you go to Wasteland Weekend.
Zeph too. Oh, by the way, if you don't know what Wasteland Weekend is, it's 2 hours away. If you like Burning Man, you're going to like Wasteland Weekend. It's a lot more rock and roll. The best thing that I just got to say is that you can bring your dog. Zephyr, he's coming with me. We had
Burning Man, they won't let you bring your dog?
No, yeah, you can't even bring a lizard. I was going to bring my lizard once, but...
There's a whole snake story, but we don't have time to get into it.
Your dog is so well-behaved. I know, so sweet.
Speaking of Wasteland Weekend, if we can get the mic over there. Josie, you filmed your video Wasteland Weekend, which is Pissants Road.
Yes, I did.
Are you going there this year?
I'm not sure yet. I'm thinking about it. I mean, I have some travel coming up out of the country, so I have to watch my expenses.
So next Friday is the...
Well, you can actually for Wasteland?
Yeah, I might premiere the video there. I'm not sure. I have to talk to a few people.
So is it the 15th that... Dragonfly or
the 14th? This next, not this Friday, but next Friday at the Dragonfly for Pussy Pussy Bang Bang, which is put on by the Devil's Playground. It's
yes, Ross. Pussy
it's
Pussy Bang Bang.
It's burlesque, and it's starring Kitten Navidad from the Russ Meyer movies. Nice. And I will be singing with Psycho Charger, and I will also be producing a video that night. So if you know anyone who would like to be in the video, we're looking for some witchy women.
Mwah, mwah.
And naked and bloody preferred.
Absolutely, as always.
You hear that, Charlie? Anyway,
and you can just Google me, Josie, J-O-S-I, Kat, K-A-T, and find my social networks.
All right. DJ Darkstar, I hear there's a whole Hoseco show coming up.
So it's Internet of Violence, September 11th,
right?
2015. It's a Friday night. It's going to be at Leonardo's in Highland Park. It's a really good venue, big.
It's going to be in Highland Park?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was at 333.
No.
Okay. No. What did I think? I don't know. So it's in Highland Park.
Yeah, it's in Highland Park. And then, Criminal Minds, Jackson, I'll be spinning. Actually, I'll be spinning the whole night, but I'm not your regular DJ. I'm a music producer.
But you're going to spin the hard stuff that we can roll dance.
I have a whole act. I'm like, you know.
Hard industrial all night.
All dark electronic.
Dun, 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 all
it's
night, right?
It's going to be amazing DJ Dark Star set that will inevitably make you want to have sex on the way home. Right. Now, whether or not
I'm
you
like
have a willing partner,
I'm like Skrillex.
Inspired.
Right.
I'll be like Skrillex evil brother.
Take his course,
you know?
And then
right.
You'll have something.
Yeah, you know what? If you take the course, then you right. might be able to approach a woman at the Hoseco show on Friday, September.
And if you can't, try to learn fireplay.
And encourage her to get pierced with you.
Anyway, if you need piercings or you need some of the coolest clothes, I want to thank you again because when we were doing our show, we just got off the ground. You were our first sponsor. I also want to thank Hillary's Vanity for sponsoring us because she put up some money and sponsored us.
Yep.
Damn it, Tees. I want to thank them and all the sponsors that you heard today. But go to Fatal Impact or fatalimpact.com for the coolest clothes. And
those contacts. I might come in for those contacts.
Come in for the contacts. If you use Hoseco, you get 30% off theatrical and cosmetic contacts at Fatal Impact.
Woo.
Also, make sure you check out some of my mixes. You go to my SoundCloud, just Darkstar.
Right.
And I want to thank you for bringing us on a show last minute.
No problem.
Hoseco and Eric.
No, I've wanted to have Rod and Kitty on the whole time.
You have not wanted to have me
you on
the
show.
Every hot chicky nose on the show. I'm sure he wanted you on the show.
How many times have I met
you on the show as much as that beautiful little blonde girl wanted to be called a little girl.
What?
Touche. Go to fatalimpact.com.
Right? I'm looking. Is that mom? Mom, yeah. I saw it. She was like, nice. I wish they'd stop calling me a kid.
Anyway.
I saw it. I got you. I'm right here with you.
Something.
I will keep saying, yeah.
Wait. Let me get around the table. Arabian MK, how do people get a hold of you and what's your next show?
Next show, I'm not sure yet, but I might be doing something at CIA on the 28th of August.
Right. You're the Beautiful Freaks Variety Show, which we're just on. And if you're MK the best on Instagram.
MK the best on Instagram. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ArabianMK. Yeah. Or if you just search for Arabian MK, and you get hold of me.
Just Google Arabian MK, or actually Google Arabian MK Fireplay.
But don't send any
Or you can go to YouTube,
photos.
Go Freak TV.
Wait, did you send a crotch photo to Arabian MK?
No, he got harassed earlier,
what?
So I'm just saying. Contrary
to popular belief, men don't want to see your junk, ladies.
As long as it's
men don't
want to
see your junk.
Actually, I have a good shtick on that.
Yeah, I have a whole shtick. I did a whole shtick on I did some shtick on the dick pics.
Shtick.
But yes, the fireplay is amazing, and you just got here in L.A. I think you're going to be a big star very soon.
I really hope so. I want to get it through the science field rather than just entertainment.
Because Bill Nye's on the way out. I can see Arabian MK, the science guy.
He's weak. Go for the kill.
Yeah, well, that guy has like double PhDs and 16 masters.
Arabian MK, the mustache guy. We can figure something out. Yeah. And Dr. Paul, how do people get a hold of you and how people get your books?
Just include me in your prayers. I'll hear.
Amazon sells his books.
Amazon sells his books.
He's also got an art show coming up, right?
I was going to ask.
I'm doing a talk in Philadelphia at the Motor Museum, and I'm doing a talk in the UK at the Bram Stoker Film Festival. And I think they're showing photos there, but that's up. You know, if they want to spend the money to do that, that's what they'll do.
And as you know, as you can see, this guy. Know some fascinating stuff. So if you go to one of his lectures, they're definitely going to be interesting. Speaking of books, go to NicoleSix.com. You can get one of two books.
My birthday's coming up. come buy some fucked up shit as a birthday present.
That's
to
one
me.
Of her books.
It'll be a gift that'll keep on giving nightmares to you.
And your other book is The Intergalactic Demon Slayer.
Yes. I put out a small anthology of sci-fi vignettes called Nina the Intergalactic Demon Slayer, which is all ages. So you can buy that for kids. And don't buy some fucked up shit for your children, please.
And follow me.
Or do.
Goth Comedian on all social media, gothcomedian.com.
This guy's going to New Orleans. How else is he going to stay in touch?
Stay in touch with me. Yes, Charlie, one more thing.
Oh, no, I just forgot. The Devil's Carnival, man.
Yes.
Movie
right,
premiere
right. Charlie
week.
Is going to be in the Devil's Carnival,
oh,
too.
Extra. No, yeah, but...
With Emily Autumn, Paul Sorvino.
Oh, yeah. That guy's a sweetheart.
The same...
And Zane is in the movie, too, my snake.
Right. Does your snake have a bigger part in Devil's Carnival 2 than you?
Nobody knows that he's in it, because it was actually... They had me as a secretary, like, for one of the scenes, and, like, I had to throw, like, his papers around. Hey, well, technically, I've been there, but if you watch the movie, you'll see that there's a file cabinet. You'll know if you're listening to this and you watch that movie that my snake was in that file cabinet.
How do we know that's a stunt snake?
I'll never open a file cabinet.
Could be a stunt snake.
One more thing out there. We gotta finish the show real quick.
All right, just for those that are listening, we do have a street team for this show. If you get on the street team, we have a pass of 15 people that could actually get on the VIP lounge for the experience. Of,
and you
get
can meet
beat
the
and
guys.
Greed. There's a bunch of goodies. So
and where do they go? Just
they go to Facebook.com, Osico Official Street Team Los Angeles. So.
Okay.
And Zeph, don't forget to say goodbye.
And it's Nicole's birthday in a couple weeks.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Buy my book.
Happy get her birthday gifts from Fatal you. Impact.
Happy and my book.
Yes.
Every book.
Dude, no, Nicole, happy birthday to you. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
I will have to give everybody. Yes.
Sure.
I will have to give everybody their gifts afterwards. But everybody, have a wonderfully creepy life. Bye bye.
Thank you.